There was a fourth night of bombing and shelling by U.S. warplanes and artillery in the southern Iraqi town of Najaf. Gunmen loyal to the rebel Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have fortified themselves in the center of the city, in and around the sacred Imam Ali Shrine. Meanwhile, Iraq's defense minister repeated a week-old ultimatum that the militia had only hours before a final Iraqi military assault. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Najaf. Ivan, what can you tell us about the latest fighting?
Robert, I'm on a rooftop at the edge of the old city of Najaf. We're looking at a darkened city right now, except for the glow coming from the besieged shrine of Imam Ali, which is at the center of this three-week-long siege. You can see the gold dome and the gold minarets from here. And you may be able to hear the sound of a droning aircraft overhead. That's been going on for hours. U.S. aircraft have been periodically striking suspected militia targets around the shrine of Imam Ali. Some fires have been burning tonight, blocking view of the shrine itself. There's also been intermittent artillery fire from U.S. positions, in some cases cannons located miles away that are actually lobbing shells over our position at targets in the center. There's been periodic crackle of gunfire, machine gun fire in the center as well.
Well, what does this add up to in the way of a strategy that the U.S. and the Iraqis are pursuing in Najaf now?
Well, the U.S. military hasn't been able to go in full force, Robert. They seem to be waging a war of attrition. It's slowly tightening a siege-like circle around the shrine in the center of the city. And shelling Sadr's men every night. In the meantime, the Iraqi government has kind of been stumbling through its own war of words. As you mentioned, the Ministry of Defense repeated a week-old ultimatum now that a final assault could come in hours. We haven't really seen that yet. We have seen for the first time, though, Iraqi National Guardsmen setting up in positions here around the perimeter, around the American front lines. The residents here say they haven't seen Iraqi National Guardsmen here until today.
Muqtada Sadr's lieutenants say that they would be interested in a ceasefire, but that's not the first time that they've said that.
No, like the Iraqi government and its threats, Sadr's lieutenants have periodically threatened ceasefires or a handover of the disputed shrine, but that too hasn't happened over the past few weeks. They're still firing back. The mortar shells that come from the insurgents still land here and have done a lot of damage in the neighborhood where I'm located. And up in Baghdad, before coming down here, we met with some Sadr supporters who were, there's some glows, some explosions in the distance now. Mm-hmm. Some of those supporters raising money, actually, for Sadr's fighters, selling personal computers, gold jewelry, and actually volunteering to come down here and saying that they want to slip through the lines and help defend the shrine against what they call infidels. And they're lumping the Iraqi interim government into this. They say that they are also infidels for working with the U.S. military.
Ivan, you mentioned the damage to the neighborhood that you're in. Generally, how are the people of Najaf, the civilians who live there, how are they putting up with all of this?
Here in the center, there's no question they're exhausted and shell-shocked. There are just a few men here that are protecting their homes, and they've sent their families away. And there's been a lot of damage here from the battles. There's no electricity or water. And on this street alone, people say three or four people were killed over the last day. They say they're sick of Sadr and they don't want any more negotiations. They're really urging the U.S. and Iraqi government forces to finish off Sadr's militia once and for all.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Najaf. Thanks a lot, Ivan.
Thank you, Robert.